In my view, I think that this constitution is actually a very progressive document when it comes to the issues of women's participation in politics and gender equality. Some have even labeled it the most feminine document that Zimbabwe has ever witnessed since independence. And we are very happy about it, and we believe that it is progressive as young women and as women in general. And in terms of the reserved seats, I think these seats are going to go a long way in enhancing the debates that happen in parliament or that take place in parliament, because now women can also participate and bring in viewpoints from the women's point of view and from the lenses of women, and not necessarily that our issues can only be discussed while we are not part of the processes. So I think the marginalization of women is going to be reduced dramatically. So it will be an opportunity for me to make sure that the issues of the young women are also brought to the fore. Because as young women, we've got a double tragedy. One, we are excluded on the basis that we are young, and then we're also marginalized on the basis that we are women. So we've got issues that are peculiar to us as young women as a group.